This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. Now, as I was saying before, last weekend I had a bit of a chat with a openly gay singer-songwriter from LA. His name is Adam Tyler, and he first released his first single way back in 2010. We've added the new single, it's called Knew You Better, to Joy Daytime last week. And for the very first time on Joy 94.9, here's part one of my chat with Mr. Adam Tyler. Now, as it's your first interview with Joy, we want to know all about you. So how did you first get into music?
I first got into music quite early on in life. I really liked Madonna and Spice Girls, and they kind of opened up my eyes to the whole music world and performing. And so all throughout school, I did musicals and choir and all that stuff. And then I actually went to Berklee College of Music after high school and went there for about a year and got a really, really good training, and then I moved out to LA to be in a boy band. And so that's kind of my journey as far as how music came about in my life and how involved it was in my life. And then after the boy band, I decided to go solo, and yeah, and here I am.
Talking of boy bands, I mean, obviously boy bands are a huge favorite here on Joy, but I mean, what was it like being in a band, first of all, and did you guys have any success, or was it difficult?
I always loved the idea of being in a group because you had that family type of vibe the whole time and someone to share the experience with. So I always loved that idea. And the boy band I was in, it was interesting because we started out kind of urban, and I cannot rap to save my life. So fortunately, we went into more of a pop sound, which is what I've always loved ever since I can remember. So that is good, but yeah, it just didn't end up working out, and I wanted to continue with, you know, electronic pop music, and I think their direction that they were wanting to take the group was a little different, and so I was just like, okay, best of luck to you guys, and I'm going to, you know, get my dance on, so.
Your sound is very pop dance, which we love here at Joy. I watched a few of your videos online last night. You've had over 500,000 hits on YouTube, which is fantastic. Now, you combine great music with interesting styles and visuals. What and who has inspired your sound and style?
Ooh, good question. I'd say probably the top two artists that have inspired me as far as like sound and visuals and them as an artist would be Madonna and George Michael. I think they've both done phenomenal in both their careers. And I love, you know, how they reinvent each, you know, era that they do. But as far as like, sometimes I like to incorporate a bunch of makeup and paint and stuff into my look, just because I think it's really kind of cool. I just think it's really eye-catching and interesting. And so I kind of like to mix that whole art aspect into my music sometimes. So, yeah, and I haven't done the makeup thing lately, actually, which is weird because I did it all the time for, you know, the Shattered Ice original album era. But for the deluxe edition, sporting a beard and kind of rocking a more, I guess, like, guy look, even though I was sporting a guy look before, but yeah, so I still love the whole makeup thing, so I'm sure it'll pop up in the future.
It's good to mix it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Adam, we've added the new single, Knew You Better, here at Joy 94.9, a new track on the album. Tell us about that new single, and why did you choose that track?
Knew You Better is my favorite off the deluxe edition, actually, and it's probably one of my favorites that I've ever written. It's a personal track just because I wrote it about, you know, my best friend thinking that I had changed as a person, and that was never my intention. And so I wanted to write a song about that, and I kind of dedicated it to her. But I thought it was an awesome track to kind of, you know, introduce myself to any new listeners, just because I think it's really epic and it's really catchy. And, you know, I not only wrote it, but I co-produced it. And so I had a lot of, you know, hands-on experience with making the track. And so I'm so proud of the song, and because it is one of my favorites, It was kind of my first go-to song when we needed to choose a lead single for the album. Tell me why.
Adam Tyler on Joy 94.9. He's from LA. He is openly gay singer-songwriter. That is his brand new single. It's called Knew You Better on Joy 94.9. Now, I recently chatted with Adam about the reissue of his new album. It's called Shattered Ice. It is online right now. And I asked him what we can expect from the new reissue.
The re-release is kind of a whole new twist on the original Shatter album, and that was released 3 years ago. But this new deluxe edition, I kind of view it as a collection of all the music that I've made over the past 3-4 years. And with the original album, I never really had a finale for that album or closure on that era. And so I felt it deserved it because I really love that album. And so I decided to do a deluxe edition. And a lot of the songs on the new portion of the album, they're, you know, re-edits of songs off the original album, or they're remixes or B-sides to songs that were released from that era. So instead of releasing it as a new album, I decided to just release it as a deluxe edition because it all still felt like it was in that Shattered Ice era. And I thought, what better way to, you know, close that chapter than with a giant collection of songs? So that's what I did.
Now, we know that you haven't been down under here to Australia, and we have some fantastic gay events in Australia. The Midsummer Festival here in Melbourne, the Big Gay Out in Brisbane, and of course, Mardi Gras in Sydney as well. You need to come down to see us, Adam.
I have to. Honestly, Australia has always been one of the places that I have to go in my life. And my, you know, my parents have been for a honeymoon, and they were raving about it when they went. So I'm like, okay, rub it in my face more that Australia is amazing and I need to get down there as soon as possible. So yeah, so hopefully, you know, sometime in the near future, I can come down and party with all you guys.
I guess we should also ask, do you follow any Australian artists or like any Australian artists?
I do, actually. It kind of started, I want to say, with Bardot and Sophie Monk. I loved them when they came out. Oh, gosh. Oh, Kylie Minogue. Yeah, so there's quite a few. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but, I mean, Kylie probably stand out as, like, the top notch. She's amazing, so.
Shattered Ice is the new release album for Adam Tyler, featuring 31 tracks with 13 new tracks and a bonus acoustic versions as well, available right now online worldwide or from his website. You can also check out adamtyler.com and follow him on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us, Adam.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.